USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Congressional leaders say a drone strike in Afghanistan killed al-Qaeda leader Ayman al-Zawahiri, a founding member of the terrorist organization and a key strategist behind 9/11. After making the announcement, President Biden issuing a warning to other terrorists.
We make it clear again tonight that no matter how long it takes, no matter where you hide, if you are a threat to our people, the United States will find you and take you out.
California's largest wildfire has turned deadly. Fire crews found two bodies inside a burned-out car alongside the path of the massive McKinney fire. The more than 55,500-acre wildfire is burning near the California-Oregon border and is 0% contained. USA Radio News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code EARN for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's promo code EARN. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code EARN for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code EARN for a $5 bonus.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is expected to visit Taiwan sometime this week. That's according to a new report out from CNN, which cites a senior Taiwanese government official and a U.S. official. Pelosi's visit to Taiwan would come despite multiple warnings from China and also from the Biden administration. This as White House spokesman John Kirby reminds China.
There's no reason for the Chinese rhetoric. There's no reason for any actions to be taken. It is not uncommon for congressional leaders to travel to Taiwan. It is very much in keeping with our policy and consistent with our support to Taiwan under the Taiwan Relations Act. We shouldn't be intimidated by that rhetoric or those potential actions.
At least 37 people are dead and hundreds more are unaccounted for in Kentucky following catastrophic flooding throughout the state. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
President Biden's doctor says he's feeling well during his COVID rebound. Dr. Kevin O'Connor sending out a memo saying Biden's latest COVID test remained positive and he's being closely monitored. Biden is again isolating and working remotely from the White House residence. In June, President Biden signed legislation into law that includes grants for states to implement so-called red flag laws to temporarily remove firearms from law-abiding individuals who could harm themselves or others. Appearing on Sunday night in America with Trey Gowdy, North Carolina Republican Senator Tom Tillis explains how it still allows for due process.
If states choose to implement red flag laws, they have to fit within the contours of two pages of due process definitions in the bill if they ever want to have any chance of getting federal funding.
He says hopefully it will make other states with pre-existing red flag laws meet due process standards. Cities across the nation are continuing to see lower student enrollment post-pandemic. In Chicago, Chalmers School of Excellent principal Romani Crockett is concerned about what this means for his school.
When you lose kids, you lose resources. And when you lose resources, that impacts your ability to, you know, service kids, especially kids who have very high needs.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.